My next stop in terms of interviewing at the NSABP meeting was Dr. Norman Walmark, who munched on a bagel with me the next morning, happy with the results of the education symposium, and even happier that his research group had once again been part of a major paradigm shift in breast cancer management. At last year's San Antonio meeting in December, I heard from a couple of clinical investigators that discussions were ongoing to consider a combined analysis of NSABP B31 and NCCTG 9831, the two major U.S.-based adjuvant trastuzumab studies. And in February, when I interviewed Edith Perez for this series, she told me that a decision had been made to move forward with this combined analysis and that the Data Monitoring Committee would meet in April, a story we reported immediately in our Breast Cancer Update series, hoping to prepare physicians for the possibility that the data might be available for ASCO, and the rest, as they say, is history. Dr. Walmark began our conversation by commenting on the background for the decision to do the combined analysis.